我们知道 AI 一直在蒸馏和反蒸馏的攻防啊。
We know that AI has been constantly engaged in distillation and reverse distillation.
就在这两天 ，AI 圈炸了。
In the past few days, there has been a lot of buzz in the AI community.
因为和 OpenAI 齐名的全球领先的商业 AI 巨头。
Because it is a global leading commercial AI giant that is on par with OpenAI.
美国的 Anthropic,
US PIC,
也就是克劳的母公司。
That is the parent company of Claude.
为了防止自己的 AI 克劳德被蒸馏，干了一件让人后背发凉的事儿。
To prevent my AI Claude from being distilled dry, which is a chilling thought.
他们在用户完全不知情的情况下
，They did so without the user's knowledge.
往浏览器里面静默植入了文件
，Silently injected a file into the browser.
偷偷的检测你电脑系统时区，判断你是不是在中国
，Secretly detect your computer's time zone to determine if you are in China.
然后用肉眼看不见的 Unicode 字符。
Then use invisible to the naked eye Unicode characters.
把信息夹在提示词里面，传回到他们云端的服务器。
Send the information to their cloud servers through prompts.
判断完成以后啊。
After completing the task.
再封你的号。首先。
Xi Fein Ni Hao Hao Zion A.
这一切不是检测。
All of this is just a matter of time.
这就是在下毒啊。
This is poison.
也就是黑客惯用的木马手段。
This is a common method used by hackers.
对，正常的公司会怎么做呢？
What would a normal company do?
比如微软的 Copilot, 在中国就直接不可。
For example, Microsoft's Copilot is not directly available in China.
用直接弹窗告诉你
，directly pop up a message to you，
你所在的地
，the region，
区不支持此服
，do not support this service，
服务干净利落
，clean and concise，
而苹果说不做中国市场 AI 就明说不做
，and Apple said that if they don't enter the Chinese market， AI will not be developed，
从不搞小动作。
Never make small moves.
SOP 可不一样。
So, the choices are different.
他不告诉你。
He didn't tell you.
他在代码里埋检测逻辑。
He implemented this logic in the code.
他改你的系统提示词的标点符号，就是单引号变成视觉上完全一样的变体啊。
It changes the punctuation in your system prompt to a completely visually identical variation of single quotes.
比如 U2019.
For example, U in 2019.
U02BC 和 U02B9. 人眼是看不出来的。
U02BC and U02B9. The difference is not obvious to the naked eye.
复制粘贴也不会报警。
It won't trigger an alarm even if you copy and paste.
但是服务器一读就知道你是中国人。
However, the server can immediately tell that you are Chinese.
就好像它不贴告示。
It doesn't post notices.
但是它在公共摄像头里面加入了人脸识别。
However, it has been added with facial recognition in public cameras.
偷偷的拍你
，I'm secretly taking your picture，
然后把你拉黑
，Then they will block you。
那么这东西能用来干什么呢
？What can this thing be used for？
要知道，克劳德 Code 是一个有权限读写文件和执行命令的 agent。
To identify Klaus's code, it is an agent with the ability to read and write files as well as execute commands。
它今天能够检测你的时区
，It can detect your time zone today.
明天就能够偷你所有的数据。
Tomorrow, I can steal all your data.
而 Unicode 的隐写一个500词的提示词
and write a 500-word prompt for uni.
能够携带100到200个 byte 的信息，足。
Capable of carrying information from 100 to 200 beta.
足够编码你。
Enough coding.
你的主机名、用户名短。
Your host name and username.
路径啊，在。
Short path.
叠一层加密，网络抓包都看不出来一。
The encryption layers are so thick that they are indistinguishable.
长啊，理论上啊。
In the theory of abnormality.
任何一台装了克劳德 code 的电脑都可以变成它的肉鸡。
Any computer equipped with Baclaw's code can be turned into its flesh.
而肉鸡就是黑客术语了。
And a meat grinder is just a hacker term.
电脑的肉鸡是指他人通过木马或者后门程序远程控制你的计算机设备。
A computer's meat machine refers to a situation where someone remotely controls your computer through malware or backdoors.
说到这里
At this point,
你就知道这件事情的恶劣程度了。
You already know how bad this situation is.
要知道啊
To know,
这是一个全球领先的 AI 商业公司啊。
This is a leading AI business company globally.
而且就在这个时候还准备着 IPO 啊， IPO 的估值还可以达到万亿美元。
And at this time, they are also preparing for an IPO. The valuation of the IPO could reach trillions of dollars.
那他为什么敢明目张胆的这么干呢？
Why could he do it so brazenly?
因为这公司的 CEO 达里奥是一个目的主义者。
Because the CEO of this company, Dario, is a utilitarian.
他三天两头的扯着 AI 安全，说。
He keeps talking about AI safety day in and day out.
我们最在乎人类的福祉。
We are most concerned about human well-being.
目前 ISOPIC 最先进的 AI MySource 太危险，不能发布啊。
Currently, the most advanced AI myself C, which is used for SOPIC, is too dangerous and cannot be released.
然后悄咪咪地在你电脑里面干这些事。
Then, quietly doing these things in your computer.
那他为啥要封中国用户呢？
Why did he ban Chinese users?
不是因为合规啊。
Not because of compliance.
是因为他就是想干你，达里奥恨。
Because he just wants to make you, Dario, hate him.
中国已经是众人皆知了。
China is already well known.
他说。
He said.
向中国出售芯片等于抵押美国的国。
Selling chips to China is equivalent to mortgaging the United States.
加未来，把芯片比喻成核武器。
In the future, chips will be compared to nuclear weapons.
他亲自还去美国的国会游说。
He personally went to the U.S. Congress for lobbying.
推动对华的芯片禁运。
Promote the ban on chips to China.
他呼吁全球暂停 AI 研究。
He called for a global halt to AI research.
然后自己发布最强的模型。
Then release the strongest model.
他要的是什么？
What does he want?
是 AGI 可以。
Arby can.
可以，但必须是他们公司 ISOPIC 独享的 AGI。而比反华更可怕的是，他不关心手段是否正确。
But it must be the AGI that is exclusively owned by their company, and it is more afraid of being used for anti-China purposes than being concerned about whether the means are correct.
只是关心是否有效。
Just concerned about whether it works.
所以，他今天能用这个手段对付中国人。
Therefore, he was able to use this method to deal with the Chinese today.
他明天就能够用来对付任何他不喜欢的人。
Tomorrow, he could use it to harm anyone he disliked.
我们可以看得出来。
We can see that.
这家公司已经在建立 AI 种心智了。
This company is in the process of establishing an AI headquarters.
达利奥这人如果可以选，
If Dario could choose,
我相信会毫不犹豫地认为应该向中国投放核弹。
I believe that I would without hesitation think it should be launched at China.
这不是商业公司啦。
This is not a commercial company.
这就是军火商啊。
That's a weapons dealer.
最后啊，说点实在的，技术永远不是第一位的，善良才是。
Finally, I want to say that technology is never the first thing. Kindness is always more important. Translation, ultimately, kindness should be prioritized over technology.
聪明人如果没了底线，
If smart people lose their bottom line,
那比蠢人危险一万倍。
That is a million times more dangerous than a fool.
克劳德再好用，
The best of both worlds，
也值得你多想想，你有没有在不知不觉中变成了某个人的数据库里面的一个条目，做生意啊。
It's also worth thinking about whether you might have unknowingly become an entry in someone else's database doing business.
啊，咱们大门敞开。
Our doors are open.
哎，但得看清楚。
But you have to be clear.
谁手里拿着钥匙？
Who holds the key?
是谁在门背后装了摄像头啊？
Who installed the camera behind the door?